It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning to you. How are you doing? Welcome back.
I am doing well. Thank you so much. It's so nice to be home.
It is good to have you back behind that microphone. We're going to have a good time today. We're going to talk about a little New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
If you're a gardener, no doubt about that. So I think that'll be kind of fun. But tell me quick, I know you've been gone. You went up north. Tell us a little bit about that trip.
Yeah, absolutely. So I brought my wonderful fiance, Zach, up to Delaware to meet my dad's side, my stepmom's side of the family, Delaware, Maryland, PA.
Kind of the summit meeting, huh?
Yes, it was because, you know, he already put a ring on it. So, and it went very well.
He
just fit right in, plugged right into all of our fun family chaos, especially at Christmas. And it was great. It was cold.
Yes.
We had a 26-minute flurry on Christmas Day. So
A white Christmas.
Great. I was very excited. And we introduced Zach. He's a Florida boy. He's born here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So Long John's. Not his first time, but close to it. Which was great because we had a chance to go up to Pennsylvania to do the Longwood Gardens puts on a very beautiful, huge Christmas light display every year.
Is that a botanical garden?
It's a botanical gardens. It is. It was like a private home. I'm sure it was connected to the DuPont family, everything up there is.
Right.
And there's a massive conservatory and just the gardens and tree houses and walking trails, the fountains that go, the lights and the music are synced together. And it is, if you ever have the chance, I would say any time of the year, it's going to be gorgeous, but especially at Christmas with thousands and thousands of lights. It's magical. It's beautiful.
Philadelphia is kind of on my bucket list to go. I've been to Philadelphia. I have relatives. I have some great relatives that live in Philadelphia. It's just such a historic city. I want to go back and kind of walk through some of that history. I think that would be great. The last time I was in Philadelphia, I flew out of McGuire Air Force Base to go overseas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you know how long ago that was.
Been a while.
It was a long time.
Yes. No, I love Philly. That's where we fly in and out of and have spent some time there. The Museum of Art there is just...
I'll bet.
Oh, it's one of my very favorites. It's so good. Well, let's make a trip, Mike.
Well, I'm ready to
go.
I am ready to go. Road trip. The Garden Line road trip. I like it a lot. Today, we can talk a little bit about some New Year's resolutions for gardeners, and much of the New Year's resolutions are, quite frankly, just kind of slipping back to basics insofar as what we want to do just to make our gardening successful, be it a lawn or shrubs or landscape or what have you. I think a lot of people, including myself, have looked at their landscaping because we were home so much in 2020.
Yes.
And said, you know what? I think if I do this and if I do that, I can make some improvements. I need to replace this turf over here. I need to say, I'm not even going to try anymore. I'm going to re-landscape my way out of it. I'm going to do some xeriscaping and put in some plants where I don't need as much water so I don't have to maintain it. I don't want to put in more turf. I don't want to mow it. Anyway, all those decisions that people want to make after being at home so much are things that we can really execute in the spring. And so, we need to just follow some of these general guidelines. And I think that's what we'll talk about today.
I think that sounds great. I know that, especially after being gone and coming home and looking around the yard going, oy, what are we going to do?
Oh, exactly. And no matter what, no matter how good a gardener you are, your yard has got that winter look about Pensacola winter, for not a Philadelphia winter, but a Pensacola winter look about it. And really almost sometimes you have to live with that. I know, for example, it's just so bad. My Amanda Villa was so gorgeous this year, and the pentas were so pretty. The hibiscus were so pretty this year. And now the hibiscus are just a bunch of sticks in a pot.
Yeah.
The mandevilla is totally gone. I ripped it out. The pentas are brown, and I need to take those out. So it's just a winter look. And, of course, what one can do, because we've talked about it here on the Garden Line, for example, you've got a big pot that, say, your hibiscus was in, and it's a real focal point of your backyard, and You're going to have people coming over. You can put some permanent plants in there, just plant pot and all, and then take that permanent plant out in the spring, plant it in your landscape, and go back to your hibiscus again once we can plant new ones. Just an example of what one can do just to make it look good in the wintertime. Or a lot of people, because it's not that far away. I mean, this is we're going to January, February, into March. You know, we've got 3 months. We can start planting our subtropicals again, which will be fun.
Yes, I'm already looking forward to it.
Oh, it's springtime in Pensacola. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Okay, you want to do some New Year's resolutions?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do one. Let's do an easy one first. And this is, I resolve to plant all of my plants correctly. Now, that's going to sound kind of silly. We've talked about that a lot on the Guard Line. But you've got to remember one thing, that the soil, well, I shouldn't even say soil. We have no soil in Pensacola. We have sand. That's what
right.
we've got. And so we have to compensate for that. Up in Philadelphia, they probably got rocks in the soil, and you can hardly dig in it.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of clay. A
lot of clay. But here is sand, which is good because it really is easy to work with. But, of course, you've got to mend the soil every time you plant. So let's say here coming up in March, you go buy a bunch of dwarf azaleas. Well, what you want to do, first of all, be sure you get good quality. Be sure that plant is very, very healthy when you buy it. That is so important. But then take that plant home, dig the hole. And here's what you do to the hole. You dig the hole twice as big as the root ball on that dwarf azalea, twice as big. Then you're going to fill the hole back up again without putting the plant in. You're going to put in about, a couple of shovelfuls of Canadian sphagnum peat moss, a little bit of organic material. For some, you want some lime. Azaleas, you do not. And then mix all that in and put the sand back in there and mix it all up, just like you're mixing up, making a cake, if you will. Just mix everything together. Then dig out enough of that mixture to put the root ball in there. But before you do that, this is where the resolution comes in, the New Year's resolution. Be sure you score those roots. That is so important. I like to get a box cutter, and especially on azaleas, just score those roots, if you will. That is going to enable it to absorb nutrients and water, and it's going to thrive. If you very gingerly put that plant in that hole and backfill with sand, you're going to have some trouble, because what happens, those roots wind around that pot, or have wound around that pot, and you can't get anything into it. It only comes in through the top, and that's not enough. So scoring the roots will make a big, big difference. Do that on every plant you plant. That really will make a difference. And that soil amendment that we put in there will help it retain moisture and help it grow more. Now, there are some questions that I always have with the state, because they say on trees you don't really need to amend the soil, and I kind of part company with them a bit on that. I really think that organic material, especially initially when you're planting a tree or a plant, helps add organic material to our sandy soil so it can hold some water in there. Anyway, the resolution is plant that plant correctly. And if you do what we just said, then, of course, backfill with that sand, plant that plant at the exact same level to the level of the ground around it. Put a little mulch on there, pine straw mulch, cypress mulch, what have you. Water it frequently at first, and then you're in business. One last thing. Be sure you get the right plant for the right environment. In other words, if you get that dwarf azalea and planted in the full blaring sun at the beach, it is not going to work. It's just, no matter how much organic material you put in there, it's not going to work. Check with us on the Garden Line or otherwise, and see what sun shade is necessary for the particular plant you're planting. Watch the size of the plant. You don't want to plant a big red maple right underneath the lines, or the phone lines, and right next to a power pole. You just don't want to do that. Give it room to grow. So kind of make the decision as to what the environment is in which you're planting this new plant. So that's the first resolution. That's the first one.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot in the first one. That is, I'm just, you know me, I'm over here, I'm taking all these notes because it's the peat moss. That's the one I always skimp over.
Canadian sphagnum peat moss.
That's what we need. And that's critical. What's going to hold the moisture.
That's right. That's
so that's
right.
Why.
That's
this
right.
Isn't just to add another step into your day.
That's exactly right.
There's a reason for it.
In Pensacola, you know, our soil, that sand, it's just like a sponge. It just goes right through. But this peat moss will help retain some moisture around the roots of those plants.
That is it. Well, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We're talking all about New Year's resolutions for gardeners. We're going to take one quick break. We'll be right back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause ALB must be found.
If you're hearing this, you should be concerned about the Asian longhorned beetle, an invasive species that's destroying our trees. But you can help. Look for the signs and help stop the beetle.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
Some signs of the ALB are dime-sized holes on tree trunks, a sawdust-like material called frass, and the beetle itself, with a long black body and white spots.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
Learn all the signs and how to report them at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com. That's AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at MacDill Air Force Base or Eglin Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
Hey y'all, this is Trevin with Whiskey Runner Saloon, wishing you a safe and happy holiday season, and reminding you, don't drink and drive.
This is Sally Coe with Pensacola Hardware, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Amber Leak with Leak Small Engine Repair in Milton, Florida, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a much happier New Year.
This is Mike with Evans Automotive, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
This is where you hear news first.
Escambia County deputies are investigating two shootings.
Live, local, all day.
In the first incident, a man was shot and killed at the Northwoods apartment complex on 9th Avenue at Olive Road around 11 last night. The man died on the scene after being shot in the chest. Deputies say they don't have a suspect. Then around 7:30 this morning, deputies say a woman shot a man in the head during a domestic dispute.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line this morning, and we are talking New Year's resolutions, and I know I need some for my yard, so I'm glad we're talking
you're
about
modest,
these today.
You know how to do this stuff. The next one is really a simple one, but maybe we need to remind ourselves of it, is I resolve to water and mow my lawn correctly. Well, we've always gone through that little formula here on the Garden Line as far as mowing is concerned. St. Augustine, 4. Centipede, 3. Zoysia, 2. And that should take care of it. The important thing there is, one, to never, ever deviate from those particular heights. A lot of folks up north, up in Philadelphia, for example, some of the grass they grow up there, they'll scalp it down right down to the nub. in the fall. Well, you can't do that here. Never, ever cut it lower than what we just talked about. It can really damage it. It can open it up. It can create fungus. It just is not the thing to do. And believe it or not, the sharp lawnmower blade is, quite frankly, if you're going to have a lawn, you have got to have a sharp lawnmower blade, especially with St. Augustine grass, simply because if you rag off the top, just kind of like you ripped it off with a dull blade, that will promote disease and fungus, and it will get in there. A sharp lawnmower blade makes a huge difference. And we all know that St. Augustine grass in 2020, and even years before that, has had one heck of a problem with the old Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus, which is so hard to control, so hard to get rid of. And a lot of people, as we've said here, have said, forget it. No more St. Augustine for me. I'm going to go probably with Zoysia. Or I may even go back to a good native grass like centipede. But St. Augustine makes people tear their hair out sometimes with some of the varmints they get in there and some of the disease gets in there. And so, anyway, you got to be very careful about mowing. Watering is another deal. That's a little more, depending on where you are. For example, well, we talked about if you're in Philadelphia, but also if you're north of Nine Mile Road, you have got probably a lot of clay in your yard, in the soil. So you don't have to water quite as much. If you're at Pensacola Beach, not so much. You've really got to watch your watering. We always say during the summer when it's hot, at least probably three times a week is a good time to do it. For about 30 minutes, that's usually what you do. Then in the spring and fall, back off to two. Get into winter time, don't do it at all unless we hit a real dry patch. And if you do that, just manually turn on your sprinkler system or go back and set up the sprinklers. You have to kind of play it by ear this time of year. I don't think I've watered my yard. It's been a week and a half or so. And it looks like there's some rain coming on Thursday, maybe Friday. Anyway, so I'm just going to kind of wait for that rain. If it doesn't get here, then I think I'll pay add a little water to my yard. But that's the key. So always, number one, water in the morning. Do not water at night, because that's like putting a pair of wet tennis shoes in a closet. It's just going to be nasty. It'll promote fungus. You don't want that. So water in the morning. And also don't water late in the morning or like at noon. You don't want to do that, because then you're wasting your water, especially in the summer. The water will evaporate and it won't get down into the soil. Also, look for signs insofar as watering is concerned. If you are walking across your lawn and you look back and to where your footprints have been, the grass shows where your foot has been. It's kind of matted down a little bit. Or if the blades of grass, as you know, they have a center spine to it, like St. Augustine, and if they have folded up, kind of like your hands, like you're praying, if they fold it up, then that's your lawn saying, hey, I need some water. So watch out for those signs. But you can see that depending on the season, in Pensacola, so many times you really have to play it by ear. So in any event, I resolve to water and mow my lawn correctly.
It's that correctly word. That's the qualifier.
That's the tricky part, isn't it?
If you're going to go into doing all of these things, we may as well do it the right way. So I like that. Water and mow my lawn correctly.
Absolutely. Well, we've got the third one here. Do we need to break it here? What do you think?
Do you think we can do it in a minute?
I can do it in a half a minute. You ready?
All right.
I resolved to plant a crepe myrtle this year.
Ooh, okay.
Warren Briggs, you know, who has since left us, Warren Briggs tried to make Pensacola the crepe myrtle capital of the world, of at least the United States, and in many cases was successful. A lot of people in commercial projects, everywhere, planted crepe myrtle simply to have color in the summer. It is so pretty when all the crepe myrtles are blooming. And so people have used those in landscapings all over Pensacola. And it's a good thing, because it's a very hardy tree. Very little affects it. And even in the fall, the foliage is kind of pretty. I see the foliage on a lot of them around my neighborhood looks pretty good, too. And just plant a crepe myrtle. Now, what we'll need to talk about later, maybe not even today, but we got to be careful with our pruning, because here, when we get in January and February, is when many of us prune our crepe myrtles. There is a way to do it. And there's a way not to do it.
Oh, so, I'm glad we're going to talk about that.
Got to do it. All right. That's it. That's my 1 minute Craig Myrtle.
That's it. Just do it. Plant
just
one.
Do it.
We'll
Absolutely.
Tell you how later.
That's right.
Fantastic. Well, you're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. Speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Technology Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C., and this is The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We're talking all about New Year's Eve, New Year's resolutions coming up.
Here's a quick one, because I know we're going to the bottom of the hour here. Last year, so many of us spent time on our patios and out in the backyard because we couldn't go anywhere, and enjoyed watching the birds. And I found, after talking about it on the Garden Line, how many people that I know really feed different and try to bring different birds to their yard. So we need to, they'll be back. A lot of them are gone now, but they'll be back. The hummingbirds and all that, which were so much fun to watch. So we need to, as a New Year's resolution, maybe put out the right bird feeders and feed the birds. It makes for a fun thing to watch when you're out in your backyard. And it's a great grandchild activity to go out there and let them and teach them, in fact, how to identify some of these birds, and let them sit there and watch the hummingbirds fight each other.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Exactly. That's always fun. Anyway, so in the new year, maybe we should put out a bird feeder. That's a little bitty New Year's resolution, but it might be fun.
I like it. So 2021 is for the birds.
Let's hope not.
In a 2020
was for the birds.
That was for the birds.
That's for sure. Let's hope 2021 we can feed the birds and make them happy too.
Boy, I agree. And I do. I love the hummingbirds coming through. I also really like seeing the bluebirds.
Oh, yeah.
As they come. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I like the hummingbirds. I also like, believe it or not, the chickadees. We have so many of those, and they're really fun to watch. And the cardinals, of course, last year were so pretty. So it's neat. Watch the birds. And, you know, there's a big bird-watching society here in in Pensacola. They take trips. I've never been involved with them, but I know some people that have, and they have a great time. They go to these places where you see birds you wouldn't see in your backyard and identify them and just have a great time. It's a great organization. It really is.
Well, that sounds fabulous. If you're part of that organization, let us know.
Oh, yes.
437-1620.
Oh, yes. Let us know how to get in touch with you so we can maybe partake of that.
That'd
be fun.
That's right. Yes, love that. Well, you are listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We'll be back with more. But first, Mark, what is going on in the news?
There's a deadline coming up if you want a discount on your tax bill. Story after Fox News.
News. I'm Pam Huso. Will the Senate join the House and approve larger stimulus checks for millions of Americans?
Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he supports the president's plan. Quote, I share many of my colleagues' concerns about the long-term effects of additional spending, but we cannot ignore the fact that millions of working-class families across the nation are still in dire need of relief. Congress should quickly pass legislation to increase direct payments to Americans to $2,000.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Trump tops the list as the most admired man in America.
President Trump tied former President Barack Obama for the honor last year, but edged out his predecessor this year. President-elect Joe Biden finished a distant third.
Fox's John Decker. The Gallup poll has former First Lady Michelle Obama as the most admired woman for a third straight year. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 55. Mostly sunny. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. There's a deadline approaching if you want a discount on your property tax bill. The 3% discount for payment on real estate and tangible personal property taxes ends at midnight on Thursday. To get that discount, your payment has to be made online by midnight December 31st at escambiataxcollector.com. Or you can mail it with a December 31st postmark or leave it by midnight December 31st in one of those 24-hour Dropbox locations at all of the Escambia County Tax Collector offices. Drivers will face higher fines for passing a school bus as a new safety law goes into effect Friday. Laws increasing the minimum fine from $100 to $200 for anybody who drives around a bus while it's letting children on or off. It also doubles to $400, the fine for anyone who drives on the side of the bus where the kids get on and off. An increasing chance for severe weather on New Year's Eve. National Weather Service saying confidence is growing that severe storms capable of damaging winds and even a few brief tornadoes will be possible Thursday afternoon into early Friday morning. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
As you go through the rest of the day, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures a little bit warmer today, that high near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, we will be seeing those clouds increasing, that low reaching 57 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
55 in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze. It's 51 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Stocks are curbing their enthusiasm a bit with the Dow Industrials up now 16 points, but the NASDAQ down 57 and the S&P flat. Strong demand pushed home sales to a 14-year high in October. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose 8.5% in the year that ended in October, up from a 7% annual rate the month before. It marks the highest annual rate of price growth since March 2014, and sales of previously owned homes were at their highest level since 2006. A study by data solutions company Lotame examines the digital behavior of COVID-19 content readers versus readers who skip news about the virus. Consuming content about the pandemic seems to affect purchases, with COVID readers more likely to spend at stores like Rite Aid and Family Dollar, while non-COVID content consumers have a higher interest in luxury brands and tend to purchase travel stays and hotel. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News,
Here's John Appleyard.
December the 29th, 1932, from the offices of the Weiss Mill on Bayo Chico, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. This morning, at a conference that involved all local news agencies, Mr. Carl Weiss announced two major changes for the lumbering operation, which has operated here since 1919. First, he said that because of the almost total end of the availability of cypress in regional forests, his company will begin receiving and processing mahogany, largely from Brazil. Because of the change, Mr. Richard Patterson, who has been part owner of the company since it moved here in 1919, has chosen to retire. Patterson is being succeeded in the company by Mr. Frank Fricker, who, I said, has been associated with mahogany acquisitions and lumber sales for many years. The firm now will be known as the Weiss Fricker Mahogany Company. Mr. Patterson, a well-respected part of our local economy, told the press that he was uneasy about changing corporate directions here in the middle of a depression, and so he has elected to retire. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line this morning. We are talking all about New Year's resolutions for gardeners. We've got some good ones going on, Mike.
Oh, we do. Here's one here that everybody does, but maybe we just need to pick the right ones. We need to put more color in our yards this year.
Oh, I like that.
I do, too. That's something that's a lot of fun, and sometimes it's... You have to look at it this way. Don't try to overdo it, because sometimes you're not successful. I think if you have an area that you select for your color, then put your permanent plants adjacent to it, many times it's more manageable. That's probably a better way to put it. It's more manageable insofar as weeding and fertilizing and taking care of them. And, of course, you just need to pick the right ones. I'm big on picking ones that will put up with the current environment. For example, here we are in Pensacola in the winter. You plant the ones that do well. You plant pansies. You plant dianthus, calendula, snapdragons, ornamental cabbage, ornamental kale. Those are great plants, all of which will do very, very well in the cold weather. Some people even plant petunias. We get really cold, let's say low 20s, maybe in the teens. You may have a trouble there. But a lot of people over the last couple of years have planted them and been very successful. But pick the spot. Also, pick the spot, be it sun or shade. For example, if you're going to put into pansies or the calendulas or snapdragons, they'll do fine in the sun. Pansies will do great in full sun. If you get the right ones. And snapdragons will too. So in any event, pick the right ones. That's for the winter. Now, for the summer, we could do a week-long seminar on picking color for the summer. But I'm big on the basics, because once it gets really hot, sometimes it's hard to keep some of these plants alive, and it's just too hot for us to get out and maintain them. So if you plant, I just picked three that I know will really put up with the heat. And these are full sun plants in the summer. Salvia, red salvia is my favorite. And it'll even draw butterflies. It's really a pretty plant. But you can get different heights. You can get dwarf salvia. You can get taller growing salvia. You talk to your nursery guy about that. But salvia is great. It's red and it's very, very pretty. Of course, the sun begonias are great. I mean, remember the old-fashioned names. I think a lot of them have changed the names nowadays, but we used to buy them gin, whiskey, rum, and vodka.
Those were the types of
begonias?
Those
are the four types of sun begonias that we used to be able to choose from. And not necessarily the alcohol, but the best one was, in my opinion, the vodka, which was the kind of a bronze leaf, kind of a pink blossom, and it will bloom and bloom and bloom all the way into the fall, and it's just great. Periwinkle, vinca, if you will, is another one. Gets a white one, of course, with a little red dot in the center, and it will grow, and I don't want to say it'll take over your flower bed, but it'll want to. As long as you water it enough and a little bit of fertilizer, it will last all summer long. So the point is, if you're going to follow the resolution of putting more color in your yard, and yet you don't want it to be such that you have to tend to it all the time, the salvia and the sun begonias and the periwinkle are really, really good choices. Now, if you've got that shady area, Ruthie, you may remember my favorite shade plant is the caladium.
Caladiums.
The caladiums are great. Impatiens are good. Impatiens are really good for as a shady plant. I really like those. Probably one of the most popular in the whole nation. But caladiums, I love them. You plant the bulbs probably in early to mid-April. They will be up by late May, early June, and last you all the way into Labor Day. And you can buy all different kind of colors, all different mixtures of colors. And, of course, I think I've mentioned before, there's a guy in South Florida I deal with. I think it's Caladiums Florida. Google Caladiums Florida, and I think you'll find some of these folks that sell these things that you can buy them online. And, of course, like any bulb, the bigger, the better. You can buy number ones, you can buy number twos, and you can buy jumbos. The jumbos are great. I usually like to put a jumbo in one pot. You can put one jumbo caladium bulb in about a 10 to 12 inch pot, even a little bit bigger, and it will just be beautiful all summer long. Some of the smaller ones, like the number twos, if you have a large area to plant, that would be your best bet. But the bigger ones, the better. The number ones do very well also. So those are caladiums. Also, you know, some people like to plant plants adjacent to these that are colorful but that are a permanent. A cuba, for example, has kind of a variegated look to it. Flax lily is a great perennial. A flax lily has that variegated look, and it really grows well here. That's a great plant. So you can augment some of your annuals with some of these permanent plants, and the whole bed will look really, really good. Finally, if you're going to put some color in, your perennials are good. Two of my favorites are daylilies and then gerberas. Daylilies are beautiful. They bloom in for a day. They're great. There's a daylily society here in Pensacola that just is very, very active. And it's just a great plant. A lot of people propagate them. And we've always said, I know it's a little bit late, but if you've got a big bed of daylilies in November, December, you can separate them and then give them as Christmas gifts.
Yes.
So maybe give them as a New Year's gift or
hey,
whatever.
That's right. It's not too late for that.
Exactly. It'll lay almost late for that, too. But in any event, the daylilies are great. The Gerber daisies are good. We always give that hint that Gerber daisies have a little crown to them. And if because of erosion or working with your soil around it, that it gets covered up in the center of that Gerber, sometimes that will reduce the blooming. So what you want to do is sometimes reset them. Reset them in the wintertime so that crown is exposed. And, of course, they will bloom in the spring. Then they stop. Then they take a rest in the hot summer. Then they'll come back and bloom again in the fall. So those are just a few suggestions. But I think that particular New Year's resolution of adding more color in our yard is a great idea. And it just gives you enjoyment. And every time you go out and sit in the backyard and enjoy the outdoors in the spring and the summer, it's always nice to have that color there. It just makes it more enjoyable.
I agree. And I have to tell you, Mike, that I learn something every time we talk. And in this particular instance, I grew up calling it vinca. I had absolutely no idea that it was called periwinkle.
Periwinkle, yes.
I'm thinking periwinkle is a color.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a nickname for a seashell.
Yeah.
But I did not know that vinca is also periwinkle. That's so if someone says, here, I have these periwinkles, and I'd say, well, those are pink. They're not periwinkle.
That's right.
But it is
really a bulletproof annual. Exactly. I think a lot of people might enjoy planting that, no doubt about it.
That is definitely an easy one that I've noticed this year. I had one that actually snuck out of the pot. I had a volunteer that came up in the ground right next to the pot that they were all in.
Yeah.
So I said,
they'll do that. No
they
doubt
are survivors.
About it. Yes, yes, they are.
That's awesome. And so you said the flax lily, and then what was the one you said right before the flax lily with those?
Akuba, which is a great looking plant. And you know, one other plant that I like that we've never talked about here much on the Gardenline is Fatsia. Fatsia is a permanent ornamental plant that has a tropical look to it. If you look at it from a distance, it looks very tropical. But it's not. It will live through any cold here. Now, what I have found in a drought and in a cold, it'll kind of fall over a little bit. A little water, it'll perk right up. So it's called a Fatsia japonica. Most people just call it Fatsia. And it's a great plant. Looks, like I say, looks tropical. If you have that particular scheme in your yard, you may want to consider that. Yes.
That might be the one that I need, the one that looks tropical but still survives.
It looks tropical, but it's not, right? Okay.
That sounds ideal. Well, we'll take another quick break here on the Garden Line. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins all about our resolutions in the garden coming in the new year. So please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
The real estate market is constantly changing, especially here along the Gulf Coast and in a year as unpredictable as this one. As we approach the end of this year and begin to look ahead to what 2021 potentially holds, don't wait any longer to contact Christina Leavenworth at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is an investment, and you need to hire somebody you can trust to help you protect your hard-earned equity of your home. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty today. Christina and her team are confident in their ability to get you the most money for your home. Her and her team will work with you throughout each step of the process, including determining proper price point, staging, contract negotiation, and everything in between. Don't wait another day. Call Christina and get your home sold for top dollar. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke today on her direct line at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158.
Newsmax TV. Everyone's talking about it. 30 million people are watching Newsmax for real news on President Trump, Biden, the election, and more. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking if President Trump should concede. Just text VIRUS to 39747 and vote instantly. That's VIRUS to 39747. Watch Newsmax for great shows on major cable systems and free on Roku, YouTube, smart TVs, and more. Vote about Trump. Text VIRUS to 39747 today.
Kids and pets are a part of your busy life. I know, because they are a part of mine. Having dirty carpeting doesn't have to be. You vacuum, but your carpeting needs the professionals, and that is us. Elite Services Quality Clean has served the Pensacola area for over 30 years. We will clean your tile and grout, too. Join Elite Services Quality Clean on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday to see how we can help you. Quotes are free. Remember, it's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Blue 42, Rusty, Rusty.
I just made out what the quarterback is signaling. It's not Omaha, it's Rusty, Rusty.
Yeah, ever since he's taken his car to Bobby Likas Auto Service, Rusty and his team of pros have certainly helped his game.
Now that he just takes his Lexus to Bobby Likas Auto Service, rather than driving over the bay for repair work, he has more time to practice.
Do what the pros do. Take your luxury vehicle to Bobby Likas Auto Service. Get yourself back in the game and your vehicle back on the road with your trusted auto experts at Bobby Likas Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, or at carclinicservice.com.
Hi, this is Julio Diaz, the host of Let's Go Pensacola. I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 to you, Merry Christmas.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the house or out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line this morning. And we have a question coming in from James in Pensacola. James, welcome to the Garden Line.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet. What's up?
I just have a quick question. I've got a bunch of banana plants that I cut back every year.
Yes.
They've done very well over the years. I typically cut them back after the last freeze of the year, what I believe to be the last freeze of the year. They always grow back strong, no issues. However, this year, the banana plants grow around my pool enclosure. And this year, Hurricane Sally did damage to that enclosure, and those banana plants are going to have to get cut down prior to the last freeze. And my concern is, am I going to lose those plants, or should I wait till after the last freeze to have my pool enclosure repaired? what's going to happen to those plants?
Well, I tell you what, James, a lot of that depends on the winter we're going to have. That's the way to do those plants is to cut them back, and they come back strong every year. I'm not a big proponent of doing a whole lot of pruning right now, because what happens, obviously, when you prune it back and we get into a January warming trend, say up into the high 60s and 70s, it'll put on new growth, and then we have a freeze and it knocks it back again. I would prefer to wait, say, until you really get into probably March to cut them back. Now, if you've got some problems there with the pool enclosure, pool pump enclosure, whatever it is you're trying to hide, and they are in the way before you make your repairs, I think you could probably roll the dice and do it and probably get away with it. But if you go strictly by the rules, not only banana plants and that type of thing, but any pruning right now probably should be delayed if you can. But I think in your situation, if you did it, taking a small chance, hopefully you would be successful, and because we wouldn't have a very, very hard winter. But January and February are so unpredictable, you never know.
Sure. Excellent. Well, I appreciate the advice, and hope you guys have a happy new year.
We will. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, James. That's a great question.
It is a good question, because as we get into the winter, there are going to be some plants that obviously have been damaged. And, of course, your inclination is, I'm going to go cut all that stuff off and make it look much better. But in many cases, it will put on new growth. And then we go down to 20 degrees, it will freeze off that new growth, which will not be good for the health of the plant. So I think most of the experts will agree that once you have any cold damage, just kind of hold off. One other bit of cold damage I think we've talked about here before was way back in about 1989, whatever. We went down to single digits. And what happened then, of course, it just knocked everything back, even damaged St. Augustine lawns. But what it did, it got so cold that a lot of plants experienced split bark on the trunks of those trees. Now, if you get split bark, I'm going to use a Japanese yew as a good example, because I had one in my yard. This is what happened during that particular freeze. It looked great. I mean, after the freeze, Pensacola, it would warm up very quickly. It's great. But then I got into springtime, and the plant started to go downhill. And you look on that trunk, and that bark is split from the cold. And when you get to split bark, there's not much one can do about that. It really is unfortunate. But we haven't had that, obviously, for years and years and years. I think we went down to 9. Maybe somebody can correct me. It may have been a little lower than that. But I know it was single digits.
Wow.
And it was cool. Happened on Christmas Eve, matter of fact. Went to church, and it was cool. The wind was blowing. You knew a cold front was coming, and it got colder and colder and colder. And it was a mess.
Oh, no, you want to keep your candle from Silent Night singing.
<That's>
Bring it with you.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Okay, you ready for one or two more? Don't we have time for a couple more?
We do.
Okay, this one is easy. I resolve to plant a rose this year.
Oh, okay.
Once again, that could be a all-day seminar. But the point is that you can plant different kind of roses. You can plant tea roses, which are the long stem roses. Ruthie, I know you get every Valentine's.
Of course.
The long stem pretty roses, and some of the very basic ones are really, really pretty. You can get grandifloras, which are a larger growing rose with big blossoms. You can get floribundas, which have smaller ones. Blooms. You can have miniature roses, which, of course, just what they say. They're small roses. A lot of people like to put miniature roses in a pot. Those are the basic roses that we planted for years and years and really decades. So, Ruthie, what is the name of the rose that took over the industry?
Oh, that's the knockout.
The knockout rose. Unbelievable how it literally took over the industry, because it was so easy.
Yes.
It didn't have all that black spot and mildew problems that the traditional roses had. It bloomed all summer long. You didn't have to do a lot of pruning. Even some of the literature said you don't even have to fertilize it. I didn't buy that, but I think you needed to do it. And, of course, a little bit of pruning always worked this time of year. But plant a rose. And if you are not a rose grower, plant one of your knockout roses. But if you want to experiment with some of the traditional roses, Some of the tea roses, for example, and some of the floribundas. Do a rose bed, and remember how we talked about planting our plants with all the organic material and peat moss? You've got to do all of that. Plant them in the full blaring sun. But here's my advice, and as we've talked roses, I always say this. Don't get to your garden center and just fall in love with all these roses and take home a couple of dozen of them. Don't do that. Plant four or five to see if you like it, because roses need to be heavily fertilized at least once a month. They will get black spot. They will get mildew, so you have to spray them. They'll get bugs. So point is, they are relatively high maintenance, but they can be such an enjoyable hobby. That's why the Rose Society in Pensacola has been such a popular group, because they get together, compare notes, kind of like the Pensacola Camellia Club. They really enjoy planting that particular plant. And as homeowners, we can too. Find that spot in the full sun and pick up a nice tea rose and a floribunda, and then plant some knockout roses, and you really will have that color all summer long. It's just a very enjoyable hobby, no doubt about it.
I love that. My knockout roses, despite me, are still going strong.
Oh, no doubt.
They're doing all right, but I like this. I think I might try a tea rose this year. Might just give it a shot.
Just plant one. Here's one of my favorite, old favorite. Plant Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Tropicana is a great orangish red rose. Very, very pretty. John F. Kennedy is another good one. I like that one. There are hundreds and hundreds of kinds. If you will Google them, Jackson and Perkins, because I really like to plant one. I like a California grown rose. Jackson and Perkins is good. Also, this is also for planting roses. This is important. When you go buy them, don't buy the ones that are wrapped in plastic and sawdust. Don't do it. Buy one that's in a container, either has been planted by the garden center or comes in a container, and you need to do that. But be sure to plant a number one rose that's been in a container, not wrapped up in cellophane.
Not in cellophane.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Garden Line here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be right back.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Ensland, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
Did you know that the CDC recommends up to 6 vaccines, even for healthy adults? Or that vaccines are part of a healthy lifestyle, just like eating well and exercising? Or that choosing not to get vaccinated may put your health at risk? There's a lot to know when it comes to vaccines. Get the facts by visiting vaccinesandyou.com and talk to your doctor about which vaccines may be right for you. When it comes to your health, it pays to get the facts. Visit vaccinesandyou.com for more information.
A public service of Healthy Women and Merck.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. This has been The Garden Line. And Mike, once again, our time has flown.
It has gone. One last bit of advice, not really a resolution, but let's do some planning.
because as we go in the garden line, moving into the spring, you'll have a lot of questions, and we are here to help. So please stay in touch with us on the garden line on Tuesdays.